last week I told you all about a new Government Accountability Office report, a report that I had requested. The report outlined many instances where the Department of Agriculture made nearly $50 million worth of potentially improper payments to farmers who exceeded income eligibility requirements. I'm concerned that the management controls currently in place at the department will be even more inadequate with the new limits set in the 2008 Farm Bill. In other words, it's going to be a little more complicated, but more farmers will be affected, so more important for the department to be on top of it to make sure that people that aren't qualified don't get money. The new criteria in the bill include a split adjusted gross income limit for farm and non-farm income, as well as separate income caps for direct crop subsidy, disaster and conservation payments. The lower income caps will, of course, bring scrutiny to even more participants and require the Farm Service Agency to examine several different items to determine eligibility, considering the fact that the Farm Service Agency had identified nearly 100 ineligible recipients under the old Farm Bill, yet did nothing about it. You can see why I have so much concern. So this week, I'm sending another letter to the Agriculture Department asking several questions about the findings of the GAO report. My letter asks what controls the Farm Service Agency is putting in place to ensure that future farm payments will only go to those who are eligible under the law. I'm also interested in learning what the department develops with the Internal Revenue Service for verifying income eligibility for recipients of farm program payments. My report got the attention of the president-elect last week as part of his efforts to curb wasteful spending. I'm looking forward to working with the president's secretary, Schaefer, as well as the president-elect and his new secretary of agriculture to ensure farm payments go to those who are entitled to it, not to people that are not entitled to it because of high income. I'm ready for questions on any subject.
Okay, Dan at Successful Farming.
Good morning, Senator. Are you optimistic that the new administration will take the issue of farm program payments seriously? That subject was something that was mentioned in then-candidate Obama's position papers on agriculture. He seemed to be concerned about targeting payments to those who do not have extremely high income.
Yeah. Well, first of all, even in the president administration for the last three budgets, you saw efforts to get tighter income limits. That's a necessary first step. The second one is with a new administration and one that is probably not tied as much to the interest that have been so opposed to these payment limitations. It's very helpful. People with the organization like the National Farmers Union is going to have a bigger voice in the Department of Agriculture than maybe they have in the past. They support this very much. So I think we're going to get a new look, and I'm hopeful.
Just to follow up, you say Farmers Union does support these limits?
They would support our limits that we had in the $250,000 cap.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Tom at WNAX. Gene, Iowa Farmer Today.
Yes, Senator, just a brief follow-up to that. What about from Congress with post-election? Do you see any differences there as far as support for this?
Well, I think that with Senator Harkin agreeing with income limitations that, and still being chairman of the committee, an enhanced Democratic majority, that would surely help.
Tom at Brownfield.
Good morning, Senator. I see that Canada is thinking about or moving toward a WTO challenge over country of origin labeling. Do you think that that's going to perhaps cause a disruption to what has taken place in the implementation of that law?
Well, yeah, very definitely. But what we don't know yet from their filing, and remember, this is a preliminary step, and there's a long road to hoe. They haven't even filed their basis for such a an action, and so we don't really know how they're approaching it from a legal standpoint. So I don't know how far this is going to go without more information from the Canadians. Hardly get a basis for it, but don't forget we've got a chance to react. Don't forget that if this would go to a full process, it's either 2 or 3 years. And so right now, I'm not sure that there's much to be overly concerned about, as far as I can tell.
Ken at WHO.
Good morning, Senator. I wonder if you could address two areas, and that are these bankruptcies, AgriProcessors and VeriSun. Do you feel like that they're adversarial to agriculture overall, or just specifically to those farmers who might have contracts with them?
I think that on ethanol, the bankruptcy of one or more, the prospective sale of one or more, the mergers, raises questions that's detrimental to all of agriculture, because so much of the present rise in prices are based upon the evolution of ethanol as a fuel. And so I'm very concerned about that and the impact on overall agriculture. In regard to agriprocessors, I think it's more local than it is national. I guess you might say from the standpoint of the Jewish community and kosher meat, it's a national issue because they were a major supplier, and it's difficult for other suppliers to come up. But from the standpoint of the agricultural economy, it's more localized.
Thank you.
Dan and Spencer.
Good morning, Senator. Senator Harkin is urging the USDA to intervene on behalf of producers and auction barns in that agri-process bankruptcy. He believes many of them are not getting paid, and he says USDA has an obligation to step in because they knew there were problems there. Do you have a comment on that? Exactly what is Harkin asking USDA to do?
Yeah, I do have a comment, and I need to correct something that I said an hour ago in another interview, not with any of you folks, but I said that unlike Senator Harkin, I hadn't been contacted by any farmers on this issue, and I found out in the meantime that we recently have had some farmers contact us. If farmers are going to be protected and get their money back, they're going to have to file through GPSA and with the bankruptcy court. And where we are in this situation is Senator Harkin's view that the Packers and Stockyards Act ought to be enforced, hasn't been used as a tool against agriprocessors as kind of a preventive measure. I think he's taken the position that that the Packers and Stockyards Act could have been used to protect farmers when agri-producers didn't have enough resources, or maybe the implication is that Packers and Stockyard people should have been on top of it to know that maybe agri-processors didn't have enough resources to make sure that farmers were adequately paid. But the problem is the law has got certain bonding requirements that probably are old, not up to date with the higher cost of purchase of live animals, and consequently not as much protection for the farmers as they would have been when those income limits were set. Well, as long as those income limits are set and agri-processors have that sort of bonding capacity, there's not much that that the Packers and Stockyards people can do as long as they're protected up to that limit. So it seemed to me that part of it, we have to look at increasing those bonding limits to a more realistic level. But I would support Senator Harkin in every effort he can to get the producer the money that they're entitled to from agriprocessors. And I would also encourage Packers and Stockyard personnel to be on top of situations like this. And if these bonding limits aren't as high as they should be, that they would come to us and ask the law to be increased.
Senator, if I might follow up, is part of what Senator Harkin is asking is asking the bankruptcy court to maybe put some of these producers ahead of others who are owed money by this company?
He can't do that because the law is pretty strict on the priority of those things. He would have to change the law for that to happen.
All right, thank you.
Chris at DTN?
No questions this morning.
Stacia at National Farm Broadcasters? Gary at Arkansas?
I have nothing today, thanks.
Philip at the Register? Okay, we've gone through the entire list. Does anybody have a follow-up question, or did anybody get added late?
Senator, this is Dan and Spencer again.
Yeah.
At the beginning of your program this morning, you mentioned payment limitations. There's a news story, Reuters has it out, that House members are going to be meeting with the Obama transition team on this issue. Have you made any efforts, or is anyone in the Senate making efforts to meet with that transition team?
No, I don't think so. And I more or less would expect to do most of my work through who's going to be the new Secretary of Agriculture designate.
Senator Ken Root here. Speaking of that, there's two names seem to be on the list. One is Stephanie Hertha from South Dakota, and the other, Colin Peterson. Could you react to either of those?
Well, I know Colin Peterson well and have no doubt about his qualifications to be Secretary of Agriculture. And I don't know the congresswoman from South Dakota, so I don't think I can comment on hers, except to understand that people from South Dakota, and particularly a congresswoman from South Dakota, understands agriculture well, but I don't know her very well. I have had visits with her, but just don't know her well.
Mark Pearson nominated Dr. Neil Harrell yesterday. I think Dr. Harrell's going to is not going to follow through on that, however.
Well, I'll bet you, Dr. Harrell, if he had a chance to be Secretary of Agriculture, he would be, and would be a good person too. And he's also, got farmland, so he knows all about farming besides the economic of farming. Okay, anybody else? Goodbye.
Thank you, sir.